Market Mantra. Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Manoj Pathak.
नमस्कार मार्केट मंत्र के ताजांक में आपका स्वागत है. हमेशा की तरह हम अर्थनीति, कारोबार और शेयर बाजार से संबंधित ताजा खबरों को लेकर हाजिर हैं. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं वरिष्ठ आर्थिक पत्रकार सिद्धार्थ सिंह. सिद्धार्थ जी नमस्कार, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है.
नमस्कार मनोज जी, गुड इवनिंग अर्जुन.
आइए शुरुआत करते हैं अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइन से जिसे लेकर मौजूद हैं अर्जुन चौधरी.
Finalization of free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will open immense opportunities, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains, and investing in AI and critical minerals, among others. And most Asian markets tumble.
वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्री पीयूष गोयल ने कहा भारत और न्यूजीलैंड के बीच मुक्त व्यापार समझौता हो जाने से दोनों देशों के लिए अवसरों के अपार संभावनाओं के नए द्वार खुलेंगे. विदेश मंत्री डॉ सुब्रमण्यम जयशंकर ने कहा भारत जापान साझेदारी को अपनी क्षमताओं का लाभ उठाने, आपूर्ति श्रृंखलाओं को मजबूत करने और आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, सेमीकंडक्टर, महत्वपूर्ण खनिजों, स्वच्छ ऊर्जा और अंतरिक्ष में निवेश पर ध्यान केंद्रित करना चाहिए. और एशिया के अधिकांश बाजारों में आज हुई गिरावट.
And before we take our lead story, let's have a look at the disclaimer announcement. The views and opinions expressed by the experts in this program are their own and not of Akashvani. Akashvani advises its listeners to do their own research or consult a registered professional before taking any investment decision. We further advise all listeners to exercise due diligence and rely on their own judgment for taking any financial decision. And moving on to our lead story now, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met his New Zealand counterpart Todd McClay in Auckland at the India-New Zealand Business Forum. During the meeting, Mr. Goyal highlighted areas of cooperation between the two nations, including maritime, aerospace, defence, education, sports and tourism. Mr. Goyal also addressed the Indian diaspora along with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Mr. McClay. Addressing the diaspora, he said, the government is working to promote the ease of doing business.
From a fragile five to the top five, it's been a relentless pursuit to promote ease of doing business, to attract investments through laying down the red carpet, eliminating red tapism, making it easier to do business in India through lesser compliances, lesser tax burdens. We've continuously been reducing taxes, both direct and indirect, through less paperwork, no more threat of criminalization of laws which threaten you with legal action for small misdemeanors. The effort is to make India an attractive destination.
He added that the finalization of the free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will not only strengthen trade and investment ties between the two countries, but will open immense opportunities for them.
A potential free trade agreement with New Zealand will not only strengthen our trade and investment ties, but will give a big message to the world that New Zealand and India have come closer together. They're going to work together for a better future for the people of New Zealand, for the people of India, providing new opportunities of business, creating new job opportunities, adding to the economic development of both nations. And for both of us, inclusive and sustainable development is at the core of our philosophy.
Siddharth ji, what is our track record with FTAs? We have signed the CETA, the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement with the United Kingdom. How do you see this offsetting the harsh penalties imposed by the Trump administration in terms of tariff and penalties on India, which is to the tune of 50% on imports coming in From India, we also have reports from the IMF saying that India's growth will be to a certain extent be affected, if not in this calendar year, but certainly in the next calendar year, if we are not able to forge an agreement with the US. So as an offsetting tactic, how do you see these FTAs with the UK and in this case, New Zealand, being able to ensure that our net exports still contribute substantially to GDP?
See, Arjun, I think it is not only the free trade agreements which we are trying to conclude with various countries, though it is, I would also say that even with we are still engaged with United States despite the high tariffs that Donald Trump has imposed on us. I think the Russian oil issue is also now somehow, I hope it would get resolved. So I think that 25% may go. That tariff, 25% tariff on account of we importing Russian oil may go in times to come. And also on the in terms of our trade deal with US, I think the Commerce Minister has even today he has said that yes, the negotiations are going on. Obviously, there are certain issues which need to be thrashed out. So that is why it is taking time. But coming to your question that in terms of multi-pronged strategy, I think it is not only free trade agreements. Obviously, we have concluded one with UK. We are very close with European Union also. That also is, and European Union also, I should mention, it's a big trading partner. We are almost, exports are to the tune of around $82-83 billion. So I think that is one. And besides New Zealand, I think Oman, we are also talking to Chile. So I think it is, we are trying to do this obviously to offset what you said, the tariffs and the now the again, the way supply chains are being disrupted. So I think we are falling back on these kind of options. But at the same time, in terms of how to counter tariffs, we are also looking at diversification of our exports, also helping exporters with getting them finance at low cost, also in terms of newer markets, newer countries, newer products. So I think we are pursuing a multi-pronged approach and it is already showing results.
सिद्धार्थ जी, आपने बड़ी अच्छी बात कही कि भारत की नीतियां अब बहुपक्षीय दिशाओं में जाती दिख रही हैं. हम कई अपने अपना कह लें कि अच्छे संबंध बनाने के लिए विभिन्न देशों के साथ मधुर संबंध बना रहे हैं, नई नई अवसरों को खोजने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं. यहां मैं ये समझना चाहूंगा कि एक दौर हमने विश्व व्यापार संगठन का देखा था, वो दौर अब क्या हम मान लें कि खत्म हो गया है और एक दूसरे के साथ द्विपक्षीय संबंधों पर, यहां तक कि अमेरिका और चीन के बीच में भी दिखा कि दो महाशक्तियां आपस में एक साथ बैठने को तैयार हैं और एक साथ मिलकर फिर बाकी के साथ अपने संबंध को तय करेंगी, तो क्या 1-to-1 का दौर फिर से आता हुआ दिख रहा है आपको?
नहीं मनोज जी, देखिए फिलहाल जो स्थिति है उसमें ये बात जो आप बात कह रहे हैं कि आप जो बायलेटरल ट्रेड है उसको शायद कहीं ना कहीं ज्यादा या हमको उस पर फॉल बैक करना पड़ रहा है इस समय, ऐसे समय पे जब जो पहले जब माना जाता था कि दुनिया एक अपने आप पूरी दुनिया
एक गांव बन गई
जी, एक चीज एक हो चुका है और इन टर्म्स ऑफ इकोनॉमी की हम लोग डीकपल्ड नहीं है, अगर कहीं कुछ और हो रहा है तो वो शायद कहीं ना कहीं जब से डोनाल्ड ट्रंप साहब आए हैं तब से ये इस इशू को कहीं ना कहीं इस पर इम्पैक्ट आया है. बट वो क्या सस्टेन करेगा, क्योंकि एक बात और मैं यहाँ पे कहना चाहूंगा कि आजकल मनोज जी आप ये देख रहे होंगे कि वर्ल्ड जो पॉलिटिक्स है या वर्ल्ड डिप्लोमेसी में रोज कोई ना कोई नया इशू आ जा रहा है. और जहां तक आपने चाइना और अमेरिका की भी बात की तो जो एग्रीमेंट हुआ है दोनों देशों, ऐसा माना जा रहा है कि हो सकता है कि वो भी बहुत कारगर साबित ना हो या बहुत दिन ज्यादा ना चले. कहीं ना कहीं एक सिमरिंग डिसकंटेंट या एक अंदर अंदर अभी भी वो बात है. और या ऐसा कहा जा रहा है कि शायद चाइना का एक अपर हैंड है जो अभी लेटली जो ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुआ उनका अमेरिका के साथ. तो कहीं ना कहीं तो हाँ, ये फिलहाल जरूर शायद यही वजह है कि हम अपने को डोमेस्टिक अपने इकोनॉमी को कैसे मजबूत करें, अपने एक्सपोर्ट्स को कैसे और केवल निर्भरता, जैसे हमारे जो तकरीबन 20% एक्सपोर्ट्स यूएस बहुत मतलब वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट ट्रेडिंग पार्टनर्स था, तो शायद उस पर निर्भरता हम कैसे घटाएं, कैसे एफटीएस ज्यादा फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट्स करें, चाहे वो यूरोपियन यूनियन हो, चाहे जो अभी अर्जुन जी ने सवाल पूछा जो कॉमर्स मिनिस्टर न्यूजीलैंड में है, ओमान से बात कर रहे हैं, चिली से बात कर रहे हैं, तो यूके के साथ जो है एग्रीमेंट हो चुका है वो जल्दी इंप्लीमेंट भी हो जाएगा, इट विल कम इनटू इफेक्ट. तो मुझे लगता है इसके साथ साथ डोमेस्टिकली भी हमने इकोनॉमी को कैसे इस इम्पैक्ट से उसको दूर रखा जाए, उसको मिनिमाइज किया जाए जो उसका जो नेगेटिव इम्पैक्ट है. तो जीएसटी कट आपने देखा, सरकार की तरफ से जो कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर हो रहा है, तो ये सब उपाय, कई तरह के उपाय हम कई लेवल्स पे कर रहे हैं
जी.
In more news, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that the partnership between the two nations has deepened in the last few decades and has greater value than ever before.
The India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging our strengths, bolstering our supply chains, and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy, and space. As two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific. The Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, where Japan co-leads the maritime trade, transport, and connectivity pillar, has the potential to advance our contributions.
Emphasizing the recent conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi after she assumed office, he said it reflects a priority both countries attach to their partnership. Siddharthji, how do you see India approaching Japan? They've had some political instability, including the assassination, unfortunately, of Abe in the not-so-distant past. How do you see the India-Japanese partnership going through? Because they managed to also forge a deal with the U.S. at 15% with the Trump administration. They were also facing high tariffs, almost 25%, like India, 28% in some cases as well. They have managed to secure 15%. Japan has long been an FDI partner in India as well. They have a substantial share in the global derivatives market through the yen carry trade. We also have Japanese investment in US treasuries. How do you see India and Japan working now?
See, India-Japan ties, if you go back, I think historically we have had both cultural, economic, social ties. They've been very strong. And if you look, go back to 2014, I think Japan was one of the first countries which, among the first few countries which Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited after being sworn in as the Prime Minister. And in terms of our relationship with Japan, if you look back in terms of what the Foreign Minister just said, in terms of be it space, semiconductors, high technology, and we are also now looking at sending to Japan people from India who are trained into high tech technology areas. Plus also, I would also like to remind you that Japan has been one of the big funding partners for India's huge infrastructure projects, especially the bullet train project, which is now being implemented in Gujarat and Maharashtra. I think so that in that terms, I think Japan has been a very, long-term economic relationship with Japan, and they've been funding our infrastructure projects for a long time, and that too at a very low rate of interest.
Well, let's have a look at some more news. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasada, today highlighted India's position as one of the fastest growing major economies, inviting Romanian enterprises to participate in India's dynamic manufacturing and innovation ecosystem under the Make in India and the PLI scheme's production linked incentive. The minister led the India business delegation at the India-Romania Business Forum organized by the Chamber of Commerce and Industry of Brasov, in partnership with the Embassy of India in Bucharest and the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT. The engagement focused on expanding bilateral investment and industrial cooperation between the two countries, bringing together business leaders from priority sectors such as automotive, aerospace, defense, renewable energy, engineering services, and ICT, according to a ministry statement. The session also featured the signing of Memorandum of Understandings and matchmaking interactions to explore joint ventures and technology partnerships between India and the Romanian companies. What is India's outlook to a relatively smaller economy like Romania when it comes to our Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasada, meeting them at this high-level delegation? Our PMI manufacturing in India for the month of October is right now 58.4. It's gone up from 57.7 in September itself. And anything above 50, according to the PMI manufacturing, is always very, very good. So what is our approach to a smaller economy?
See, in terms of Arjun, as you said, we are not looking at at Romania as a smaller economy. As we just said, the Commerce and Industry Minister is in New Zealand. With New Zealand, we don't have a huge trade. We have about $2 billion of trade between the two countries. But still, we are trying to get whatever we can get from any country. Plus, it also leads to relations between two countries. Plus, also new opportunities open up. So, in terms of Romania also, obviously, there could be also something distinct also that we may get from there. It may not be that, that only if we had to be a large trading partner. So, we're trying to scout new markets. So, probably also. So I think this also visit of our Minister of State Jitin Prasad should be looked from that point of view also. And if you look at the recent, even after the imposition or the trade or the exports from to US going down, we have seen newer markets for Indian exports opening, especially countries like China. All the marine products have just seen a surge in, they've seen an upside.
Including gems and jewelry.
Yeah. To China, now we are exporting marine products to China, Thailand. We are exporting textiles to countries like Iran. So we are already diversifying those results. And I would say only day before yesterday, Prime Minister met the exporters and listened to their the challenges they are facing, especially after the imposition of tariff by US. So I think sooner or later the government would also be announcing newer steps to push exports.
यहाँ पर सिद्धार्थ जी, आप ही की बात को आगे बढ़ाते हुए कहना चाहूंगा कि हिंदी पट्टी में एक मुहावरा बड़ा चलता है कि बूंद बूंद से घड़ा भरता है,
तो सागर.
जी, सागर का निर्माण भी छोटी छोटी धाराएं मिलकर कर लेती हैं. तो हम ये मान के चलें कि छोटी अर्थव्यवस्थाएं जैसे न्यूजीलैंड हो या रोमानिया हो या दक्षिण अफ्रीका को हम अभी तक टैप उस रूप में नहीं कर पाए. हमारे उत्पादों की कहां कहां आप निर्यात के लिए संभावना दिख रहे हैं, जहां हमें यदि कहीं से बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था से झटका लगता है तो वहां जाके हम अपने आप को संभाल सकें. यदि हम अन्य अपना विस्तार देना चाहें तो दुनिया के मानचित्र में कहां कहां संभावनाएं नजर आ रही है आपको?
नहीं, देखिए, एक जो बात आपने कही, जहां तक ये बात अगर मैं आपको इस थोड़ा और पीछे ले जाता हूं, तकरीबन 10 साल पहले
जी.
10 साल पहले हिंदुस्तान का इंजीनियरिंग गुड्स में बहुत बड़ा एक्सपोर्ट्स का वो बहुत बड़ा वो नहीं था, उसका शेयर नहीं था. लेकिन मुझे याद है कि उस समय सरकार ने काम किया और हमने अफ्रीका, वेस्ट अफ्रीका, ये और आपका लैटिन अमेरिका, तो में आज हमारे इंजीनियरिंग प्रोडक्ट्स बहुत बड़े तादाद में एक्सपोर्ट हो रहे हैं. और साथ साथ अभी जो न्यूअर मार्केट्स की बात हो रही है, हम वेस्ट अफ्रीका देख रहे हैं, लैटिन अमेरिका देख रहे हैं
जी.
हम अफ्रीका को भी देख रहे हैं और कई जगह ऐसा भी हो रहा है जहां हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स जा रहे हैं लेकिन एक लिमिटेड अमाउंट, मतलब जो उसकी जो अभी एक्सपोर्ट्स हैं वो उतना उसकी क्वांटिटी नहीं है. तो शायद एक फोकस है कि हम अपने जो उसमें इंप्रूवमेंट किया जाए, जो टेक्नोलॉजी या जो उनकी डिमांड है उनके हिसाब से उसको डिजाइन किया जाए, तो वो है. और शायद आप देखें कि उसमें एक पार्शियल सक्सेस हमको मिला है. अगर चीन को हम तुरंत, अभी हमको जो सेटबैक हुआ यूएस टैरिफ के बाद और तुरंत हमने अपने मेरीन प्रोडक्ट्स को शिफ्ट हुआ, तो शायद मुझे लगता है ये इट इज अ ब्लेसिंग इन डिसगाइज. अगर ये ऐसा ना होता तो शायद हम उस तरफ देखते ही नहीं.
बिल्कुल,
तो
बिल्कुल.
अभी तुरंत ही देख रहे हैं, मतलब इस 6 महीने में ही हम देख रहे हैं कि एक अपसाइड है. चीन और थाईलैंड में जो है मरीन प्रोडक्ट्स हमारे जा रहे हैं, एल्युमिनियम जा रहा है, तो और कुछ न कुछ कुछ इलेक्ट्रॉनिक कंपोनेंट्स भी हम चीन को एक्सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं. तो मुझे लगता है एक नई बाजार चीन के रूप में ही खुल रही है हमारे लिए. दूसरा, आपने जैसे पूछा, तो यूएई है, ईरान. अभी जो लेटली जो अभी डेटा आ रहा है उसमें ये दिख रहा है कि यूएई में हमारे कुछ एक्सपोर्ट्स बढ़े हैं, हमारा कुछ ईरान की तरफ भी एक्सपोर्ट बढ़ा है, जैसे बासमती राइस जो है हम एक्सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं अभी ईरान को. तो मुझे लगता है जो इस तरह की चुनौतियां आती हैं तो साथ शायद उसकी वजह से ही कहीं ना कहीं उसका सोल्यूशन.
यानी प्रधानमंत्री कई बार कह चुके हैं कि आपदाओं में अवसर हमें ढूंढना चाहिए, तो आपदाएं अवसर लेकर आ रही हैं, ऐसा दिख रहा है. आइए आगे बढ़े.
So from trade and investment related news, let's move on to market news now. The Bombay Stock Exchange and the National Stock Exchange were closed today due to Sri Guru Nanak Dev Jayanti. Trading in the equity, equity derivatives, securities lending and borrowing and currency derivative segments also remained shut today. Yesterday, benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty declined over 0.6%. Sensex shed 519 points to close at 83,459, while Nifty dipped 166 points to settle at 25,598. In the broader market indices of the Bombay Stock Exchange, the mid-cap index lost around 0.3% and the small-cap index fell 0.3%. 7%. What were the reasons behind the fall in the market? It was discussed yesterday as well. But my question is also related to the company earnings, which has in fact improved. 895 companies have declared their results so far out of almost 5,000. And the revenue on a year-on-year basis has actually gone up by 5%. It's now gone up to almost 7%, even though the net profit is around 13 to 15%. What were the reasons behind the correction? Was it because of what's happening in the US market and globally?
See, I think basically, obviously, yes. Indian markets, the current, whatever we see, the ups and downs, especially the downs or the uncertainty that we still see in the Indian market is basically because of what is happening externally. It has nothing to do with India's macroeconomic fundamentals. So I think, yes, as you rightly pointed out, the immediate, obviously, reason was the FIIs again pulling out. I think that confidence among the foreign institutional investors is yet to come in. And especially this is, again, why? Because in US, the Fed rate cut was, obviously, they announced a rate cut, a second rate cut of 25 basis points. But the guideline that they have given is obviously that there may not be another rate cut in December. So obviously keeping the US Treasury bond yields higher, obviously, so that is also keeping the FIIs back in US. So probably that is one reason, obviously, and the geopolitical situation, the uncertainty. So I think all that is somehow, you know, keeping this instability in the Indian market. But in terms of, again, I would say for Indian investors, be invested, be there for a long haul. And yes, obviously, choose the right companies, choose the right, good management.
Very briefly, pharma companies also declared the results yesterday. Sun Pharma, Aurobindo, Piramal, and yet the index fell by 108 points, part of the correction. But what is the outlook for the small investor if they're looking to invest in pharmaceuticals? Briefly.
I think, Arjun, I see pharma as a very good opportunity, very bright, yes. But a person has to also choose good companies. And there are a lot of new companies which are coming in. And I think one has to focus. And obviously, there are big names, as you said. They are obviously there, but also there is opportunity in the new companies, and one needs to identify those new companies, the new management and their business models.
आइए अब चलें वैश्विक बाजारों की ओर. सबसे पहले एशियाई शेयर बाजार, जहां चीन को छोड़कर अन्य प्रमुख शेयर बाजारों में गिरावट का रुख मुख्य रूप से दिखा. अमरीकी शेयर बाजार में हुई कल बिकवाली का असर आज एशियाई निवेशकों में दिखा है. बिकवाली के दबाव में दक्षिण कोरिया का कोस्पी सूचकांक 2.8% लुढ़क गया. जापान के निक्की 225 में 2.5% की कमी देखने को मिली. हांगकांग का हिंगसेंग और सिंगापुर का स्ट्रीट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स दोनों बिना किसी खास उतार चढ़ाव के बंद हुए. हालांकि इस गिरावट के रुख के बीच चीन में लिवाली की गई और शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स 0.2% लाभ के साथ बंद हुआ. यूरोपीय जोन की ओर चलें तो वहां समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक मिलाजुला रुख बना हुआ था. फ्रांस का कैक 40 सूचकांक 0.1% घाटे में चल रहा था. जर्मनी के डेक्स में भी 0.6% की कमी देखने को मिल रही थी. उधर लंदन का फुटसी 100 मामूली बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था.
मूविंग ऑन टू द यूएस स्टॉक मार्केट्स, मेजर यूएस इंडिसीज आई बेग योर पार्डन प्लंज यस्टरडे, वेट डाउन बाय डिक्लाइन इन आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस रिलेटेड स्टॉक्स. माउंटिंग कंसर्न्स अबाउट ए पोटेंशियल मार्केट बबल एंड स्ट्रेच वैल्यूएशंस आल्सो इंटेंसिफाई द सेल ऑफ. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index plummeted 2%, S&P 500 lost nearly 1.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped over 0.5%. Siddharji, apart from overvaluation, artificial intelligence investment by the top 10 companies in the US is also being described as circular. That means they don't have multiple clients for their product, which is artificial intelligence. And a lot of the cash market is also being linked to the derivatives market, which is financed by the yen carry trade as well, where the exposure is 20 trillion, which is why we saw the Japan's Nikkei 225 falling by 2.5%. How do you see the Asian and the US markets reconciling to what's happening now?
See, Arjun, I think till this uncertainty settles down, especially what happens in US, we've seen the official shutdown is there. Trump obviously meeting his Chinese counterpart. Things have settled down for now. He's also been, as you said, he was for the ASEAN summit. He was in so I think things need, for the time being, I see there's a lot of uncertainty and too much of hype being created around artificial intelligence. We saw a record valuation for one of these US tech companies. So I think we need to still wait and watch for some time before things really take we see a trend and things settling down.
आइए आगे बढ़ें। अमेरिका की प्रेस सचिव कैरोलिन लेविट ने कहा है कि राष्ट्रपति डोनाल्ड ट्रंप भारत और अमेरिका के बीच द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को लेकर बेहद सकारात्मक और दृढ़ हैं। भारत अमेरिका संबंधों पर एक प्रश्न के जवाब में उन्होंने ये बात कही। उन्होंने कहा कि राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी का बहुत सम्मान करते हैं और उन दोनों के बीच अक्सर बातचीत होते रहती है। प्रेस सचिव लेविट ने बताया कि राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप और उनकी व्यापार टीम भारतीय पक्ष के साथ गंभीर चर्चा कर रही है।
The GST Bachat Utsav started on the 22nd of September of this year with the reduction of GST on many items, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Nagaland. A report.
The recent GST reforms mark a crucial step towards strengthening Nagaland's economy by rationalizing tax rates across multiple industries. The tourism sector in Nagaland, covering tour operations, hotels and homestays, is poised to benefit from the GST reform, making hotel accommodations more affordable and supporting wider tourism growth statewide. The new GST reforms have brewed fresh opportunities for Nagaland coffee, with rates on roasted beans reduced from 12% to 5% and on coffee extracts from 18% to 5%. The reduction is expected to lower overall costs by 6.25% to 11%, making Nagaland coffee more price competitive and profitable for growers and MSMEs. The reforms have brought a transformative opportunity for inclusive development, empowering artisans, farmers and micro enterprises, positioning Nagaland as a culturally rooted growing center for trade and tourism. With Shivang Misra, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Moving on to the crude oil market, global crude oil prices declined today. Brent crude was trading 0.4% down at $64.19 per barrel, and WTI crude was also trading over 0.4% down at $60.29 per barrel when reports last came in. Let's have a look at the bullion market now. In the Indian bullion market, the 24-carat gold price was trading over 0.3% up at 1,20,560 rupees per 10 grams, while silver was trading over 0.1% up at 1,46,240 rupees per kilogram.
आइए लिए चलें मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज, जहां दिसंबर में आपूर्ति किए जाने वाले सोने का मूल्य समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 0.3% बढ़त के साथ 1,20,170 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर कारोबार कर रहा था। दिसंबर आपूर्ति वाली चांदी लगभग 0.2% बढ़त के साथ 1,45,751 रुपए प्रति किलो के स्तर पर थी। यहां पर सिद्धार्थ जी, सोने और चांदी के रुख पर आपकी प्रतिक्रिया हम समझना चाहेंगे। निवेश की दृष्टि से क्या अभी भी उचित है इस मूल्य पर सोने चांदी की खरीदारी?
नहीं मनोज जी, अगर आप हिस्टोरिकली देखेंगे तो सोना कभी नीचे तो नहीं आया, थोड़ा बहुत नीचे आया है, लेकिन मैंने नहीं देखा कि सोने के भाव कभी बहुत ज्यादा गिरे। हालांकि अभी वी हैव सीन कि नियर टर्म में थोड़ा सा नीचे आया, लेकिन ऐसा कोई भी, चूंकि जो डिमांड है वो बनी हुई है और कॉन्स्टेंटली जो बड़ी डिमांड आ रही है वो सेंट्रल बैंक से। आपने देखा होगा भारत का सेंट्रल बैंक भी तकरीबन अब हमारा 880 टन्स के आसपास गोल्ड रिजर्व्स हैं, और मतलब चाहे वो छोटे छोटे जो सेंट्रल बैंक हैं, कजाकिस्तान, ब्राजील जैसे देश भी अब जो है सोना बड़े मात्रा में खरीद रहे हैं, एंड इट इज बीइंग सीन एज अ नो जो हम अब पहले जो डॉलर को एज अ सिक्योर वो देखते थे, उसकी जगह अब गोल्ड सारे सेंट्रल बैंक्स जो है अपने पास,
यानी इसकी चमक बढ़ती रहेगी। बस यहीं पर श्रोताओं की ओर से सिद्धार्थ जी हम आपको बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देना चाहेंगे।
Let's have a look at the closing headlines now. Finalization of free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will open immense opportunities, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains and investing in AI and critical minerals, among others. And most Asian markets tumble. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
इस कार्यक्रम में विशेषज्ञों द्वारा विचार उनके अपने हैं। आकाशवाणी अपने श्रोताओं को सलाह देता है कि निवेश का निर्णय करने से पहले स्वयं रिसर्च करें या किसी पंजीकृत सलाहकार से राय लें।